Anyway, the play by Shakespeare was mentioned on the radio because it has a particularly strong woman character. So strong, in fact, that it inspired the guests to want to be an actor. And I don't need a lot of prompting to pick up a Shakespeare play because I've only read a few and I'm, you know, it's slow going. And so sometimes I need the prompting, but once you're in it, whoa, but you got to take your time and you got to get one of those Yale versions, the ones that explain the references, or else you're missing the full picture. I remember exploring a school with my grandchild, Nanji, and we took the elevator up to the third floor where the third graders were, and there were these two out in the hallway practicing a Shakespeare play. And one was saying, you know, and how did it go? What did he say? He said, and we do it badly, or something like that. Then the queen will off with our heads, or something like that. They were doing A Midsummer Night's Dream. And so, you know, Nanji and I are pausing and watching this little scene. And the child practicing the line, you know, I'm nosy. So I say, now, what character are you playing? Because he has this line, you know, and I'm trying to understand what he's saying. Because he's saying it like, and I do it poorly. Something, oh, I shouldn't be digressing when I don't have my anecdote well greased. Anyway, I'm trying to understand what he's saying. So I'm asking him what his character is, and he says his character is Snout. And I make this gesture with my hand, like a long nose. And I'm trying to understand, because I've never read a Midsummer Night's Dream, or I hadn't then. But it got me curious. This was an earlier prompting to read a Shakespeare play. And this is an African-American child. And so my heart is warming, you know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how lovely. He's getting taught some knowledge he needs. But his tutor in this was a classmate who was white. And so I was a little uncomfortable by the dynamics, the power dynamics involved in this scene of the more knowledgeable white child helping, you know, as our more knowledgeable white brothers and sisters always want to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti and Africa, you know. Okay, I'm digressing again. You see how, you know, one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. It's layers and layers and layers of these things. And so so I get him to explain the context, and I said, oh, no, you're reading it wrong, because in Old English, and means if. And the white boy looks at me and goes, no, it doesn't. It's and. It should be said and. I said, no. Think of it as if. And Nanji's watching this whole scene. and the little child, my little brother child, he's looking at me, and he's taking it in. And I know he's thinking about it. I don't know how that play got read, but, and he may have done it the way he was told to, but let's see. I'm sorry, something flashed up on the terminal screen here. I'm trying to ignore it. Anyway, it says, warning, you have lost your AVG protection, and I don't know what the AVG protection does or means. It says it's internet security, and I'm not sure whether I should be concerned about this or not, but I'm not going to look at it. So what is my point? My point is that, I'm back. I got it. After he, you know, argued so vehemently, you know, and, you know, I got some gray hair on top of my head, and I'm this elder, and this, you know, this little 8-year-old is telling me, you know, go, you know, go hence and pick up your Shakespeare. So I went hence, and I didn't have it. You know, I have these awful, and at the time when I first started trying to figure out what Shakespeare was about, I would get, because I could only afford these Everyman Library versions. And whoa, that show, that's right there is a perfect illustration of class, right? here, I mean, if you must read Shakespeare, here, this one's for you. No notes. I think there might be a glossary in the back, but without notes, you are lost. You really, and I didn't even know that. You know, these little handheld hardback Yale Library Shakespeare, and it is rich with explanation. And without that explanation, you are lost. So those everyman versions is giving you this bare version of Shakespeare, and you don't know what's going on. And what does that leave you feeling? Not very smart. Shakespeare's is beyond us. But what does Yale do for its children? And Oxford and Harvard and Cambridge and Yale, what do they do when they teach their children Shakespeare? They break it down bit by bit by bit. They allow them to explore the rich depths of it. And it comes alive. And what does that do? It makes them feel superior to we commoners. It's a con. So I didn't have A Midsummer Night's Dream. I had an everyman collection of comedies. I looked in there, was not in there. For which I'm grateful. It forced me to go to, we have this bookstore in Berkeley called Shakespeare & Co., which has surprisingly little Shakespeare these days. No, at least these Yale ones. And boy, have they jacked the price up on them. I used to be able to get them for $1, then it was $2, then it was $3. And now, you know, you got to at least drop $8, and I'm on a budget, so I have to shop around. Fortunately, I found not a Yale version of Midsummer Night's Dream, but I forget who did this one, but I remember the editor's name. It was Rolf. Anyway, thank goodness. Mr. Rolf did a lovely job. And I found this line. It inspired me to go read Midsummer Night's Dream, which is worth discussing. Another powerful play about class. In any case,